You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airways. We've had an awesome show so far. We got people texting in left and right. So if you did want to text in to get a free 15-minute phone consultation, it's really simple. All you got to do is pick up your phone and text your name and your email address, and I will actually schedule you for the 15-minute phone consult within the next week. And once again, guys, why have we started doing this over the last month is because we realize people have a desire and need to take their health to the next level, whether it's to get out of crisis or to reach the next level of health. We want that opportunity for you. But many times people don't know if what they have going on with their health is something we can help with. So instead of you scheduling an appointment in the office, which I think, by the way, is awesome, you should do that. And you can do that right this on this show today. But if you want to get a 15-minute phone consult set up with me prior to coming in, once again, it's free. Simply pick up the phone and text your name and your email address, and I'll get you set up for a free 15-minute phone consult within the next week. Okay, so the number to text in right now to schedule that is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, as we're on the radio show every week, what we've done is we started doing videos of us recording. So that you may see that on Facebook, you may see that on Instagram, on YouTube, on our website, because we just feel like there needs to be a face with the name and a face with the voice. And so we want to make sure you know that we're here to have you be part of our family, our Health From Within family. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, and we are here to serve you. The last segment, we talked about just how the culture is so confused and uncertain, and what we want to do in our prayer for you and our patients is to become certain and confident in how incredible your body is and what it was actually designed to do, which is actually heal you. It's actually heal you. And so we know the body is a self-healing organism. It's self-regulating, and that's what we call innate. Innate is the intelligence that's born in us that is healing our bodies, allowing our heart to beat, our lungs to breathe, our stomach to digest food, our thyroid to work when it should, our colon to work when it should, all these cells, tissue, and organs working in unison together in the symphony of cellular reactions. And what's happening is we don't have to will it. It's happening on our behalf. And what's happened, though, in our culture is we've provided ways or means of treatment to Band-Aid problems or to cover up specific issues that are being ignored, but still getting you to your goal of maybe looking good, feeling good, and losing weight, whatever that is, right? And so one of those things that we've just seen a huge, significant number of patients coming in lately with who have started to see incredible results in our office is really anyone who struggled with any type of level of hormone issues. Right now, specifically, we're on this segment, we'll talk about men and how they've struggled with testosterone issues and HGH issues. This is an epidemic. I would argue this is an epidemic right now where men's testosterone levels are plummeting and it's affecting every area of their life. I mean, every single area of their life, whether it's in the bedroom, whether it's in the gym, whether it's their energy levels, their level of joy is actually being impacted by the level of their testosterone. And so what happens is that men like this who are struggling with hormone issues, they go to the men's health clinic and they do, by the way, they do great things, but I feel like we're going there too soon as men. We're going there way too soon. I think that a lot of times if their blood work is bad or your analysis is bad or whatever it is bad, there's a lot of things that you can do lifestyle-wise and through chiropractic that reduces the interference in your hormones, and therefore the body starts to heal and and the cells start to improve and get healthier over time. Therefore, testosterone levels go up naturally, not with a testosterone pellet in your leg or an injection or some pill, potion, or lotion, which, by the way, there's a need for that clinic. So the clinics like that across the country are doing some amazing things for people. But I feel like a man that's going into that clinic better do everything they can to get their lifestyle right first. And then if they need that, then go there, right? Instead of just the first effort, just put a pill in your butt and you're good to go. But what I've seen is that when people are starting to live the lifestyle that we teach and get their spines adjusted, especially in the lower back area, because that's what directly impacts testosterone, HGH, prostate, any type of specific hormones coming from the lower back and the upper neck. If there's damage there, then if we remove the damage and start to correct the spine, what happens is the hormones start to balance. Most people don't recognize this. So if you're listening right now and you say, man, I know my hormones are completely jacked. I know I'm having struggles with my testosterone levels, men, on performance in all areas of life. If you want to talk to somebody, that's why we're doing these free 15-minute phone consults. It's absolutely free. If you're listening to the show now, you say, man, I feel like I just need to see if they can help me, if what's going on is something he can help me with and what that looks like. And so all you got to do is this, pick up the phone and text in your name and your email address. And what we'll do, what I'll do is I'll schedule you a 15-minute phone consult with me within the next week. Once again, absolutely free. So pick up the phone and text right now. If you want to know if we can help you with your hormones, number to text right now with your name and email address is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
Yeah, and I agree. We kind of hit that. We go to the extreme too fast. We don't actually exhaust all of our options. Our first option is to see how can we heal? Because when we move into doing the testosterone boosters and the pills and stuff like that, our body becomes dependent on that stuff. It increases the issue if we don't address what the actual cause of that hormone imbalance is. So like as men, we see a lot of people like, oh man, like once we're having any issues and it goes also hand in hand with blood pressure. When we have blood pressure issues, we're going to have a response with our testosterone because hormones aren't being regulated because they're regulated through the actual blood flow. So when we're looking at that, we're looking at specifically what the issue is. And then instead of taking an outside in approach, we take an inside out approach, look at how can we help you from the inside and then solve that issue. So that's what the difference is yes, in extreme situations, yeah, you need to go this way. But in most cases that we see, no one's talked about the five essentials. Someone's talked about, okay, have you gotten your nervous system checked? Have you seen structurally what's going on? Have you increased exercise? Have you minimized the toxins that you're putting in your body, decreasing the amount you're drinking? What's your mindset towards this? Are you actually in just a cycle of just mental blockage towards this issue, right? And so when we're talking about getting into the office, we're talking about looking at your whole life, and we focus on the spine initially, but we also talk nutrition, we talk supplementation, we look at everything, and we get the most help out of looking at you as a whole and not just looking at the symptom. The symptom is this much. The problem is iceberg. The mass is below the surface. We only see the peak. So it's addressing everything and not minimizing it, but focus on how we can do this holistically. Because when we start taking any pills, or if we start taking injections, no one tells you when to stop that stuff. Usually they just keep telling you to increase it, because over time your body becomes dependent on it, and then you're not producing as much. So it's understanding where you are and where you want to go. And that's everything when we're talking about hormones, when we're talking about just your mindset towards it, when we're talking about what are you doing to combat this action? What have you done that may have caused issues? And what are you doing now to make it better? So when we're looking at you as a whole, we're actually gonna find the issue, talk about it, point it out, and then solve it. So like Dr. Nick said, when we're looking at balancing hormones, we're looking at the lower part of the spine, especially since those same nerves go to your reproductive organs, go to your kidneys, go to your adrenals, go to your digestive system, and your gut controls just about everything as well. So when we're looking at you as a whole, we're heading in the right direction. So like Dr. Nick said, start getting in, getting those start calling in and planning your 15 minutes. Just set aside some time and talk to us about what's going on.
Because that may turn into a testimony. That's what you know, right? Yeah. So if you're listening now and you're like, man, I'm ready to get to the cause of this issue. I'm ready to really help with my hormones and we're just back pain, neck pain. I mean, any symptom that you're struggling with and you want to see if we can help with, I mean, this is open to everybody listening and to the people that you love and care about most. So, it's a free 15-minute phone consult with me. Simply pick up the phone and text in your name and your email address, and we'll just go over where your health history has been, where you're at now, where you want to go. And so the number to text in to get a 15-minute phone consult with me is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing the truth about health and healing over the airways. Our health center is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, and we're seeing thousands of patients in our clinic get incredible results because we're applying the five essentials. There's no secret pill, potion, or lotion that can be rubbed on you or taken to cover up sickness and disease. It's time to wake up as a culture. It's time to wake up, starting with you and your loved ones, okay? Because listen, at the end of the day, the government's not going to get us healthy. The Medicare system is not going to get us healthy. In fact, it'll make us sicker. The pharmaceutical companies are not going to work to gain health. So the health, the real health, true health, comes from not just within your body, but starts with the decisions that you make day in,
day out for yourself and for your family. It's time to make a stand and say, listen, I'm not going to go down the road with everyone else, with all the sheep, going down the road with all the different media standpoints, the different divisiveness, with all the different crappy mandates. And you're not going to go down that road anymore, because that's for sheeple. No longer going to be a sheeple, but you're going to stand up and say, listen, I'm taking responsibility for my health. This is what I'm going to do for my health and for my family's health. And at the end of the day, I truly don't care what anyone else does, right? I want everyone to be healthy. Don't get me wrong. But I truly don't care what they're doing with their health. But this is what the foundational truth and belief that we stand on, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that our body's designed to heal, desires to heal. It's not just a spiritual thing, but actual research proves that the labs show the body wants to heal for you. The research, the facilities show that drugs don't work long term. The research facilities show that masks don't work. The vaccines don't freaking work. But we're listening to the media because we're sheeple. So it's time to wake up and say, listen, how do I not become like every single other person? How do we become counterculture and say, listen, I can get frustrated. Some days I can get angry. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be so certain and confident that my body's healing itself to the best of its ability. With the things that we're doing with my family and your family are healing us and helping us function to achieve the new level of health, so we can avoid and prevent sickness, suffering, symptoms of disease for as long as we possibly can. And so we're not just focused on a lifespan, making it to 100 or 120, but we're focused on health span, meaning how many years of your life are you going to feel and show that you are healing and healthy? How many years do you want? Because for me, if I'm living to 100 years old, I want 100 freaking years of health span, right? It's not just your lifespan, it's your health span. You know what happens where that starts is right now. It starts right now. Today is what starts the future of your health for tomorrow, for a year from now, for 5 years from now, for 15 years from now. Because when we see people come into our clinic who have a symptom, they've had it for 4, 5, 7, 10 years. Guess what? It got so bad because they let it get bad. It got so bad with their health because they let it get bad. They got so sick because they allowed it to. It's time to wake up and say, listen, time is of the essence. The longer we wait with a symptom, the worse it's going to get. It's just a fact, right? I mean, you can do three things if you have a symptom. One is do nothing about it, which we know with time is going to get worse. Two is you can cover it up with pills, potions, and lotions, you know, the proverbial Band-Aid, right? And then what happens over time is it gives you false sense of hope, but it actually gets worse. So there are three is you can actually figure out what's causing it. That's what we do in our clinic, because we want to figure out what's causing the problem, correct the cause. But this is the key. We don't just correct the cause. We're actually going to teach you a lifestyle management system to where you can actually live your life and expect an abundant level of health and healing. Who doesn't want that? I don't get that. Who doesn't want that? And people call chiropractors the quacks. Are you freaking kidding me? The media is the quacks. The CDC, they're the quacks. Like the mandates that are being done to our children, they're the quacks, right? We have an amazing patient who's just started this movement across different school districts, and it's called Unmask Our Children, right? It's literally Unmask Our Children, that giving the parents the choice of what they want to do, right? And so myself, Dr. Tyler, Dr. Brian, our team is supporting this movement. There's no money behind it, right? Supporting this movement. And listen, this mom of five kids, what does she have to gain? What does she have to gain? Absolutely nothing, because I know her heart behind it, right? So what's happening is me and many other dads across school districts now are joining together and saying, listen, it's time to put the power of parents' choice back into the household and stop letting school districts determine what's covering their kids' face, right? When they're trying to learn, read, write, how about this one? Freaking breathe. Stop the school district from trying to determine what's healthy for my kid or what's not healthy for my kid, and put it back into the parents' hands. Now, this isn't just people who don't want to mask their kids, right? Don't want to unmask their kids. That's the majority. But we also have people in support who are medical doctors or surgeons who are on the extreme of the fear level of COVID, which I think can be irrational, right? But they're on an extreme, but I respect their opinion and their belief, right? I've expected, because guess what? They're not wishy-washy. They believe the COVID's deadly, like the media tells them it's deadly. If they believe that, then they don't go to the grocery store. The kids don't go to the school. They don't go to school birthday parties. They don't go to the park on the weekends. they're following it to a T, right? And then you got me on the other side, us on the other side doing the extreme, right? But I want freedom for them to choose. If they want to do virtual learning, let them do virtual learning, right? If they want to wear a mask to school, let them wear a mask to school, right? A shield, whatever it is, right? Let them do that. But don't use that 10% of the population to take care of the other 90% of the population. It's just not okay. So we are in a movement right now. I believe it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And what I like about this, unfortunately, how long things are going on, because when we were supposed to be a two-week flatten the curve, now it's 2 years, right? The longer this goes on, the more people start to question the entire system and model. And that's exactly what's happening. And right now, we got a group of dads who are just fighting for the kids' freedoms. And it's going to get louder and louder and louder. And that's what we exactly want. We want to get loud so people hear that the silent majority is actually the majority, right? And now we're going to be the loud majority, dictating where things go in schools, dictating where what things happen with our kids. Once again, we're fighting for freedom. That's it. We just want freedom. And so if you're listening now, you're like, man, that's an awesome movement. And if you're, especially if you're a mom or a dad and you want to get behind this movement of unmasking our children and how you can get involved, and listen, I got an awesome website you can go to, super easy. I can tell you how to get plugged in. Simply pick up the phone and text in masks. I know you've been listening then. Masks, and I'll send you an awesome link on how to get plugged in. So the number is 314-323-7214.
Yeah, Dr. Nick. No, that was great. And is stuff people need to hear, because it's not being true health isn't actually being promoted. I mean, you're being told what to do or what not to do. You're not being told how to improve, how to prevent. You're taught how to avoid and how to ignore. So how to submit, basically. So that was all great stuff and needed. So like Dr. Nick said, if you want more information, text in now or call in and get that information from because that movement is catching like wildfire right now. So it's spreading and it's on the movement, because it's just, we're in a confusing time, and it's not confusing because of what you or I are doing. It's confusing because of where the officials are directing us. They're going back and forth, flip-flopping back and forth, and not actually being clear at my kid has to wear a mask while sitting at a desk made for themselves, but doesn't have to wear a mask when sitting at a restaurant table. And that doesn't make sense to me. That's just condescending. Like you're in the same room, same setting. So that was great stuff. I wanted to dive into a patient that we had. She recently came in. She was like, I don't know what to do. I've been taking Tylenol. I got prescribed this medication. I've been taking it, but it really hasn't been helping. I have low back pain. I have headaches. I just hurt all day, every day. I have a headache. I have at least one headache every day. If not, I have a migraine once a week. Where it just is debilitating, just shuts her down. And she's like, they said nothing's wrong with me. They said take these pills, that they'll help. And she was on them for a while. And so she comes in, we do a full exam, do range of motion, posture analysis, do nervous system scan, and then also x-rays. And because we don't guess, we want to check, we want to find all, we want to discover together what's going on and what's causing these issues, and then move from there. So that's what we did. And we sat down with her. We're like, okay, you have no cervical curve right now. So, and you have a forward head posture. You're just in bad shape overall. And she's like, I can tell, I know. I always have this neck pain with those headaches. And my back pain, like, yeah, I sit slouched. And we discovered that she got in two car accidents in high school, and your spine remembers, even though so pain is only 10% of what your nervous system is made for. The rest is to function. So you only feel 10%. So 90% of that is made for other things. So we got our check, we got our adjusted and moving, and we did the prehab and post rehab. And from there, after 1 week of care, she had no headaches. she was amazed. She didn't know what to do. She was like, I mean, I guess it's working. So then she keeps going through care, and by halfway through her care, she found out she doesn't have low back pain anymore. She's not taking the drugs. She doesn't have any headaches. She hasn't had a migraine since. She's feeling great. She's starting to exercise more. She's actually being an attentive mother. She felt like she wasn't there for her kids. Now she's being more in their lives and more active. And just that stuff right there gets us like excited. We get happy with when we do focus on pain, but it's also the way your body's functioning. And then also how you are able to live life. Cause it's not about the length of your life. It's how many years are you actually living? It's not like, let's not just count numbers and count birthdays. Let's count how many times are we actually being in the present moment and actually living life.
Yeah. I mean, how many people are listening right now who are suffering with headaches or pain, and maybe you're medicating for it or you're ignoring it, you don't even know what to do. Listen, normally to come into our office for a new patient exam and x-rays to get the full workup to see what's going on and how we can help, normally that's $150. But if you're listening to the show now and you call right now, it's only $60. This is the catch. Listen, we are a really busy office. We don't have a lot of new patient appointments available, but we always open up specific times for the radio show listeners, for you. Why? Because we want to give you an opportunity to get into the office this week coming up. So I want to get you plugged into what we're doing. So this is the catch. You got to call now to get that offer, and it's only $60 for new patient appointment and x-rays, which is insane. So what I want you to do is pick up the phone and call. When you call, answer the phone. We'll schedule you for new patient appointment, and I'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. This is the catch. Pick up the phone and call now. Number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Guys, I know it's been an awesome show today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and tune in next time. God bless.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We've got an awesome show lined up today, and we just wanted to talk about the immune system and what we're currently doing as a culture to build it, boost it, ignore it. We also wanted to just talk about how we become counterculture, stay counterculture. We'll also talk about a couple of awesome testimonies today, and then of course gut health. So there's a whole gamut of things we're going to cover today. But if you've never heard this show, our show is designed to really bring you truth about health and healing over the airways, so you have the best opportunity to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, disease, so you can live your God-given potential. Right? We don't want you to be drugged, medicated, unnecessary surgeries, miserable. We want your quality of life to be incredible, because we believe that you deserve it. Our office is called Health From Within. We are located here in St. Louis, and our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. And so last week we did our immune system workshop in the clinic, and it was awesome. Packed house, people who wanted to know how to take control of their immune system and start to do things that are focused on health promotion or immune system promotion, not just hiding away, not just being secluded, not just doing handshakes anymore, not wearing a mask, not avoiding things. See, the avoidance is what's going to lead to a weakened immune system. It's actually exposure that will strengthen our immune system. So I know there's a lot of different camps that I speak to every week, and people just don't know really where they're at because the culture is so confused, right? We're in a confused culture. We're also in a cancel culture where what's happening is just, things have been altered because of this quote unquote epidemic or pandemic. Right. And so it's time that we wake up though and say that this is not working anymore, and we got to do things to actually get healthy. And so what we do in our clinic is we focus on the five essentials of health and healing. So the five essentials are: one is mindset. What is your mindset like? Are you always negative or are you positive? Do you watch the news? Do you avoid the news at all costs, right? Where is your mindset at, right? And then two is your central nervous system, your spine. Like, where is your spine? And are you taking care of it proactively? Number three is, where is your nutrition? Are you putting fuel that you need into your system that's allowing your body to heal on a cellular level. And then number four is, are you moving every day? Are you getting your heart rate up, your oxygen consumption increased, getting your lungs opened up, and not just exercising to look good, but also to heal good, right? The more you're healing good, then the better you're going to feel. And of course, the younger you're going to look. And then number five is toxicity. So minimize chemicals, minimize toxicity. Are you doing things today that's going to continue to cause toxicity interference in your health, or are you actually doing things that are going to remove interference when it comes to the toxic exposure that you have right now? We know it's out of control right now, and so we know we got to do something different. And so I'm just glad you're tuning in today, because it's going to be a great show. And so Dr. Tyler and I were talking about, as we were preparing for the show, just how amazing our immune system is, and how we take it for granted sometimes, or we start to blame other things if we have a weakened immune system, or if we do get sick. And one of those things that people always blame on this time of year is the quote unquote cold season. Right now, we're going to debunk this myth. There's no such thing as cold season. Maybe candy season or sugar season or crappy immune system season, but there's no such thing as cold season. It's a theory. It's a myth. It's not a law, and it actually doesn't hold up. So, Dr. Tyler, why don't you kind of elaborate more on cold season and what we've been told and what's the reality?
All right. So, yeah, guys, cold season. We hear it all the time. I mean, here in St. Louis, it was just I think 70 and beautiful last week, or upper 60s, and now it's this morning it was below 30, and now we think, oh man, we're gonna get the flu. We're gonna get the seasonal colds that they talk about. But if that was true, I mean, let's be logical. If that was true, everyone in Alaska or up north would constantly be sick, right? Like, no, that's not what happened. So coldness does not equal sickness. Like, that's one thing we need to get out of our heads right now. So so say it with me, coldness does not equal sickness. Because what we look at is, okay, the change of weather, like, yeah, that's common. But we don't look at ourselves. We don't look at what we're doing in these times with the weather changing and it's getting colder, and we're entering winter. Fall is 2 weeks and we're in winter already. What happens? Let's just break it down. So we start off October 31st. What holiday is that? That's Halloween. That's candy holiday, right? So we just eat a ton of sugar, eat excess amounts. We constantly have it around because you didn't have enough trick-or-treaters to eat all the candy that you have. So you have extra candy lying around. So you're eating more candy. You're picking from your kids' candy. You know, you sneak a pack of M&Ms and stuff like that. So we're already starting off in the wrong direction. We're weakening our immune system, or actually interfering with our immune system with the increase of sugar. So our immune system is having to fire at full force to get that out, and then still fight off illnesses, right? So then we move forward a month, and in the month of November is Turkey Day, is overeating pies, overeating warm, delicious food filled with a lot of bad stuff. And it's just overeating in general. So when we overeat, it interferes with our body as well. So we're going from candy to now we're eating pies, a ton of turkey. We're just eating a ton of carbs sitting on us. And at this point, everyone talks about like getting their winter fluff. And we act like that's normal. That's not normal also. So we're adding extra pounds to ourselves, which it once again weakens our immune system and interferes. Then we move on to the holiday of giving, but we also get a lot of cookies, Christmas cookies. I mean, I know my mom, a couple of my sisters will spend a whole day making cookies that should last a month, and they're gone in a week. So once again, we're just minimizing our ability to respond to the environment that we're in. And then finally, a week after that, we get to New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve is the day of alcohol. It's just drinking and drinking nonstop for most people. So we just did four holidays that completely tears up our body, makes our body weak. And then we're surprised when peak season for cold and flu is December and February and March. So we're surprised that we put ourselves in this terrible position. We just eat terribly for a span of 4 months, and then our body is not strong enough to respond to anything. But what do we point at every year? We point at the cold. We don't point at what we can change. We don't point at what we can't. We point at what we can't change. Every year we know it's going to get cold at this time of year, but every year we also eat the same things and constantly do the cycle. And we point fingers at everywhere but ourselves. We look for, oh well, the flu vaccine was for a different strand, so that's why everyone still got it. Or I was around a ton of people, so that's why I got sick. No, it's because we weakened our immune systems. Our body is supposed to respond to the environment. Our body is supposed to be able to actually overcome these illnesses, and what we call them is expressions of health. Because when your body does respond with the temperature or stuff, like, you should support it because it's doing the right thing. It's getting rid of that bacteria, it's getting rid of that virus, whatever it may be. So we always point to the outside in instead of the inside out. We have the control to actually mitigate. I'm not saying preferably you don't eat any candy at Halloween, but you can have a couple, but just don't keep it around for weeks on end. Instead of at Thanksgiving, make a smaller plate. Force yourself to actually get a physical smaller plate and fill that instead of overfilling the giant dinner plate. Right at Christmas, like, you don't need to make weeks on end of cookies, right? like that all makes sense. And then on New Year's Eve, like, minimize the amount of alcohol that you're drinking, because alcohol is poison. That's why when you drink too much of it, guess what? You throw up, because your body doesn't want it. Your body doesn't know how to digest it. It doesn't do anything good for your body. So those are steps that we need to change right away. Because, guys, Idiocracy is doing the same thing, same actions, and expecting different results.
Yeah,
and that's what we do.
Idiocracy and insanity.
Insanity. Yeah. Sorry.
It kind of goes back and forth.
Yeah, but we keep doing the same thing every year, and we expect different results. We expect us to see a decrease of the flu. But all of that stuff is trending more. Like, those numbers are going up. We do the same thing every year. We eat the same stuff every year. We celebrate the same way every year. And instead of looking at how to minimize the toxins that we're putting in our body and taking care of our immune system, we keep weakening it and blame it on it, everyone but ourselves.
Yeah, and this is why we see people who's, I mean, you think about, like, the old wives' tales, right, where it's like, oh, the cold air will make you sick. Or, like, you have to wear a coat or you'll get sick, or you can't go outside with wet hair or you'll get sick, or it's this time of season where everyone gets sick, and it's a weakened immune system season, right? It's that why would cold air make you sick? It's because it stresses your body out.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Your Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We've got an awesome show lined up today, and we just wanted to talk about, you know, the immune system and what we're currently doing as a culture to build it, boost it, ignore it. We also wanted to just talk about how we become counterculture, stay counterculture. We'll also talk about a couple of awesome testimonies today, and then of course gut health. So there's a whole gamut of things we're going to cover today. But if you've never heard this show, our show is designed to really bringing truth about health and healing over the airways, so you have the best opportunity to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, disease, so you can live your God-given potential, right? We don't want you to be drugged, medicated, unnecessary surgeries, miserable. We want your quality of life to be incredible because we believe that you deserve it. Our office is called Health From Within. We are located here in St. Louis, and our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And so last week we did our immune system workshop in the clinic, and it was awesome. Packed house, people who wanted to know how to take control of their immune system and start to do things that are focused on health promotion or immune system promotion, not just hiding away, not just being secluded, not just doing handshakes anymore, not wearing a mask, not avoiding things. See, the avoidance is what's going to lead to a weakened immune system. It's actually exposure that will strengthen our immune system. So I know there's a lot of different camps that I speak to every week, and people just don't know really where they're at because the culture is so confused, right? We're in a confused culture. We're also in a cancel culture where what's happening is just, you know, things have been altered because of this quote unquote epidemic or pandemic, right? And so it's time that we wake up though and say that this is not working anymore, and we got to do things to actually get healthy. And so what we do in our clinic is we focus on the five essentials of health and healing. So the five essentials are: one is mindset. What is your mindset like? Are you always negative or are you positive? Do you watch the news? Do you avoid the news at all costs, right? Where is your mindset at, right? And then two is your central nervous system, your spine. Like, where is your spine? And are you taking care of it proactively? Number three is, where is your nutrition? Are you putting fuel that you need into your system that's allowing your body to heal on a cellular level? And then number four is, are you moving every day? Are you getting your heart rate up, your oxygen consumption increased, getting your lungs opened up, and not just exercising to look good, but also to heal good, right? The more you're healing good, then the better you're going to feel. And of course, the younger you're going to look. And then number five is toxicity. So minimize chemicals, minimize toxicity. Are you doing things today that's going to continue to cause toxicity interference in your health? Or are you actually doing things that are going to remove interference when it comes to the toxic exposure that you have right now? We know it's out of control right now, and so we know we got to do something different. And so I'm just glad you're tuning in today because it's going to be a great show. And so Dr. Tyler and I were talking about, as we were preparing for the show, just how amazing our immune system is and how we take it for granted sometimes, or we start to blame other things if we have a weakened immune system or if we do get sick. And one of those things that people always blame on this time of year is the quote unquote cold season. Right now, we're going to debunk this myth. There's no such thing as cold season. Maybe candy season or sugar season or crappy immune system season, but there's no such thing as cold season. It's a theory. It's a myth. It's not a law, and it actually doesn't hold up. So, Dr. Tyler, why don't you kind of elaborate more on cold season and what we've been told and what's the reality?
All right. So, yeah, guys, cold season. We hear it all the time. I mean, here in St. Louis, it was just, I think, 70 and beautiful last week, or upper 60s. And now it's this morning, it was below 30. And now we think, oh, man, we're going to get the flu. We're going to get the seasonal colds that they talk about. But if that was true, I mean, let's be logical. If that was true, everyone in Alaska or up north would constantly be sick, right? Like, no, that's not what happened. So coldness does not equal sickness. Like, that's one thing we need to get out of our heads right now. So say it with me. Coldness does not equal sickness, because what we look at is, okay, the change of weather, like, yeah, that's common. But we don't look at ourselves. We don't look at what we're doing in these times with the weather changing and it's getting colder and we're entering winter. Fall is 2 weeks and we're in winter already. What happens? Let's just break it down. So we start off October 31st. What holiday is that? That's Halloween. That's candy holiday, right? So we just eat a ton of sugar, eat excess amounts. We constantly have it around because, you know, you didn't have enough trick-or-treaters to eat all the candy that you have. So you have extra candy lying around. So you're eating more candy. You're picking from your kids' candy. You know, you sneak a pack of M&Ms and stuff like that. So we're already starting off in the wrong direction, where weakening our immune system or actually interfering with our immune system with the increase of sugar. So our immune system is having to fire at full force to get that out and then still fight off illnesses, right? So then we move forward a month, and in the month of November is Turkey Day, is the overeating pies, overeating warm, delicious food filled with a lot of bad stuff. And it's just overeating in general. So when we overeat, it interferes with our body as well. So we're going from candy to now we're eating pies, a ton of turkey, we're just eating a ton of carbs sitting on us. And at this point, everyone talks about like getting their winter fluff. And we act like that's normal. That's not normal also. So we're adding extra pounds to ourselves, which it once again weakens our immune system and interferes. Then we move on to the holiday of giving, but we also get a lot of cookies, Christmas cookies. I mean, I know my mom, a couple of my sisters will spend a whole day making cookies that should last a month, and they're gone in a week. So once again, we're just minimizing our ability to respond to the environment that we're in. And then finally, a week after that, we get to New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve is the day of alcohol. It's just drinking and drinking nonstop for most people. So we just did four holidays that completely tears up our body, makes our body weak. And then we're surprised when peak season for cold and flu is December and February and March. So we're surprised that we put ourselves in this terrible position. We just eat terribly for a span of 4 months, and then our body is not strong enough to respond to anything. But what do we point at every year? We point at the cold. We don't point at what we can change. We point at what we can't change. Every year we know it's going to get cold at this time of year, but every year we also eat the same things and constantly do the cycle. And we point fingers at everywhere but ourselves. We look for, oh well, the flu vaccine was for a different strand, so that's why everyone still got it. Or, I was around a ton of people, so that's why I got sick. No, it's because we weakened our immune systems. Our body is supposed to respond to the environment. Our body is supposed to be able to actually overcome these illnesses, and what we call them is expressions of health. Because when your body does respond with the temperature or stuff, like, you should support it because it's doing the right thing. It's getting rid of that bacteria. It's getting rid of that virus, whatever it may be. So we always point to the outside in instead of the inside out. We don't. We have the control to actually mitigate. I'm not saying preferably you don't eat any candy at Halloween, but you can have a couple, but just don't keep it around for weeks on end. Instead of at Thanksgiving, make a smaller plate. Force yourself to actually get a physical smaller plate and fill that instead of overfilling the giant dinner plate. Right at Christmas, like, you don't need to make weeks on end of cookies, right? like that all makes sense. And then on New Year's Eve, like, minimize the amount of alcohol that you're drinking, because alcohol is poison. That's why when you drink too much of it, guess what? You throw up, because your body doesn't want it. Your body doesn't know how to digest it. It doesn't do anything good for your body. So those are steps that we need to change right away, because, guys, Idiocracy is doing the same thing, same actions, and expecting different results.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
Idiocracy and insanity.
Insanity. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
But it kind of goes back and forth.
Yeah. But we keep doing the same thing every year, and we expect different results. We expect us to see a decrease of the flu. But all of that stuff is trending more. Like, those numbers are going up. We do the same thing every year. We eat the same stuff every year. We celebrate the same way every year. And instead of looking at how to minimize the toxins that we're putting in our body and taking care of our immune system, we keep weakening it and blame it on everyone but ourselves.
Yeah. And this is why we see people who's, I mean, you think about like the old wives' tales, right? Where it's like, oh, the cold air will make you sick. You guys,
or like you have to wear a coat or you'll get sick, or you can't go outside with wet hair or you'll get sick, or you you know, it's this time of season where everyone gets sick, and it's reality is it's a weakened immune system season, right? It's that why would cold air make you sick? It's because it stresses your body out. But at the same time, some people say that's a negative thing, but there's people, including myself, that I believe that exposing yourself to cold air and or extreme heat or extreme cold actually boosts your immune system because your body has to adapt to it. I mean, there's actually research that proves the opposite. And so we got to stop thinking we're so weak and that weather's going to make us sick, that this time of year is going to make us sick. I mean, and so this, what we did this last week is that we did an immune system workshop on things you can do to start to boost your immune system. What can you do to start to boost your immune system? And so we have some awesome resources for you. Our biggest thing every single week is to give you the resources, tools, and action steps you need to get healthy. Now, if you've never been to our clinic, the first step is becoming a patient in our office. I know it sounds crazy to you, but you have to become a patient in our clinic to really reap the full benefit of health and healing. Why? Because the central nervous system controls it all. And so if you're listening to the show right now and you say, man, I don't know where to really start with my health. I don't know if I should become a new patient. I don't know what kind of supplements I should take. I don't know, but I really have to strengthen and support my immune system. I'm sick and tired of dealing with an immune system that's not strong. And this may be something exactly what I need, but I don't know where to start. So what we've done in the last month is we've started setting up 15-minute phone consultations for people who want that. It's absolutely free. It's with me. This is Dr. Nick. It's with me. And literally when you text in right now with your name and your email address saying you want to consult with me, it's free. We do it over the phone. I'll schedule you. It's super easy. And all you gotta do is pick up the phone and text in right now your name and your email address, and we'll get a 15-minute consult set up. The number to text in is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves and literally transforming how you're viewing and managing your health. That is why we do what we do, is because we know our culture is lost and they're confused and they have no idea what in the world they're doing when they're trying to teach us about health and healing. Guess what? Health and healing comes from within, and then our lifestyle choices we make around us is what contributes to the healing process. It's not a news anchor is going to tell you how to get healthy. It's not Dr. Fauci, it's not the government, it's not your Medicare, it's not Blue Cross Blue Shield, it's not your medical doctor, it's you at the end of the day understanding what is health, which means your body must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. Your body must be healing and functioning 100%. And what happens is this, is that if there is an interference, whether it's within your mindset, within your nutrition, exercise, with your toxicity levels, within your spinal column, if there's interference within your spine, and it is left there over time, there is no way in the world your body has the full potential to heal and function as it was designed to heal and function. Now, we believe you are fearfully wonderfully made. We believe that amazing miracle that's in a baby, newborn baby, is still in the person until the day they die, right? That miracle is called healing. That miracle is called grace, that you are fearfully wonderfully made to heal. Your body wants to heal. It's designed to heal, and that it's designed to overcome its environment. And so one of the things Dr. Tyler and I were talking about was just like how could people be so confused, we call it out there, outside of our office, right? But they're so certain in our office, right? They're so confused in the culture, but they're so certain in the office. Or maybe you're so certain in your mind, but maybe your family members or maybe someone at work or church or something you hear in the news creates uncertainty, right? Or confusion, right? So we have to determine, you as a listener, for your family, are you going to stand on something certain that's not wavering, right? That's the truth, that will always be the truth. Or are we going to be led, I would say misled, by different media outlets, right? That are saying that we're going to all die,
that we are weak, we are febrile, we are pieced together, and you are not fearfully wonderfully made. And oh, why? Here's another mandate. Here's another freaking mandate. Wait, let's pull back the mandate. Nope, we're going to have another mandate. We're going to do this in the schools. Nope, we're not going to do this in the schools. We're going to have forced vaccinations. No, we're not going to force vaccinations. Like, think about how wavering and how uncertain and confused the culture is. What do you really want? Do you want that? I mean, that sounds terrifying to me, right? That's why people are driven by fear in that model. So how do we rip you out of that model, rip you out of the fear-driven model into a model that's designed to be certain that nothing wavers, that you throw everything you can at your body to experience true health and healing for as long as you possibly can? See, it's not just about lifespan. It's about health span. How long do you want to live your life healthy? Not just, hey, I want to make it to 100 years old in a nursing home. No, no, no. How long do you want to live your life healthy? And it doesn't happen by chance. It's not luck. It takes work. And it takes acknowledging that in order to be healthy and not just feel healthy, but be healing and functioning 100%, you have to be certain that what you're doing is going to trump anything in the media or the culture that creates fear, uncertainty, and confusion. And so Dr. Tyler and I were talking about just a metaphor and how it really just starts to make sense why people's, let's call them house of cards, which is what's happening right now in our culture. The house of cards is falling, right? Parents are standing up. You know, school board meetings are getting out of control because parents care what their kids are learning, right? People are quitting their jobs. It's called the great resignation. People are quitting their jobs because they said, you know what, whether I like vaccines or not, you can't tell me what to do with my body. Like, good for them. That's what should be happening, right? Businesses are opening up. Organizations are being put together to help create more opportunities for freedom of choice when it comes to our health. And so this metaphor just makes perfect sense. So Dr. Tyler, why don't you share that with them?
Yeah, so the metaphor really encompasses everything Dr. Nick was just saying. It's ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets in them. So don't let what's happening around you get inside you and weigh you down, which makes a lot of sense right now in society in general. We are letting everything around us get in our boats, get in our ships, and weigh us down and kind of slow us down from moving forward, moving on, right? We are encompassing, like, I mean, it just constantly, there's always a toggle of numbers on any news outlet of confirmed cases, whatever. Like, it's just constant. It's constant trying to get in your mind. And everyone, if you haven't heard, everyone is fighting for your time and for your mind, because that's what's happening. It's a battle for what's between your ears, because what's going on is okay, we are recommending this, we're mandating this, we're flip-flop, whatever. They're trying to catch everyone with this verbiage. They're trying to catch you in this metaphorical web of verbiage to kind of see when you're going to bite. So when are we going to actually catch everybody? And they've figured out that they haven't. They're not able to catch everyone. They're able to polarize everyone. But as we stick together, regardless of what side you're on, as we stick together and just knowing that we want freedom, and that with the freedom of choice, or whatever that may be, comes unity. That's what we have to focus on, because like we're together, we're united as humans. We don't want to be manipulated or controlled or tricked into doing something. We want to do it by choice, do it with our own free will, and not just follow a mandate, regardless of if you're gonna get a vaccine, or if you're gonna wear a mask, or if you're not. And you're gonna live your truth, but you don't want your truth to just be controlled by someone else or someone else to dictate your truth. Because they're just fighting for your mind, your actions, and your money at the end of the day. Because by taking away jobs without mandates, with mandates, that they're taking away people's livelihoods. So they're making them rely on who? Them, the government, right? There's just so much back and forth with like how they can control us. And this goes beyond our current stance. This is just health in general. So everyone's fighting for, I mean, they have the food program, which they just redid, that they had for 60 years that was completely wrong, telling everyone to eat more grains and eat more cheese and milk and stuff. And they just recently, the government just came out and was just like, oh, we got it wrong. Like, this doesn't make any sense. The food pyramid actually should be a wheel, and the wheel should split up like this. So they're trying to control what you eat and how you eat. But guess what? They were making money off that food pyramid because they increased the amount of grains you're eating. So guess what? People were buying a lot of grains for their kids. Mm-hmm. People were buying a lot of milk for their kids. Like it just goes on and on. The history is so deep. It's so deep in the deception and the manipulation that they have had on us in the past. So when we go into looking at like the Tuskegee syphilis study, it was more experiment, not study, and then go into the easy vaccine, measles vaccine that was in the 90s and stuff like that. When you look at that, it just shows like, oh, like they've got it wrong a lot, and people followed them blindly and got burnt. So why can't we question you right now? Why can't we focus on ourselves? What's going to make me a healthy individual, and how am I going to move forward? How am I going to avoid having a surgery or avoid becoming diabetic and relying on insulin for the rest of my life? How am I going to fix something so small, but so impactful? Every day you have headaches. How am I going to fix that? How am I going to address that? They don't care about that. They care about the overall control of where you're going. So, oh, where are you going to rely on for your headaches? Oh yeah, you should do Excedrin. You should do ibuprofen. You should do this. They're not teaching you how to actually correct the fact. They're kind of pushing you in a way just to cycle through your money. And then guess what? You go over and over in that cycle. And guess what? Those drugs do not solve anything. They actually don't fix anything. They just cover it up until it becomes such a big problem, until surgeries are necessary, or you just have to live with it. Like we talked to one patient just the other day, and they're just like, yeah, I don't know what a day is. That I don't know what a day without back pain is. I take these drugs, I increase these drugs, but I still feel my back pain. But then my goal is just for one day, just to forget I have pain. And I can't comprehend that. I've never been in that position. I can't even think about what that's like. I go through many days without thinking about, oh, I have back pain. But we follow these five essentials that Dr. Nick talks about. We have the mindset. We focus on our nervous system and our spine. We exercise. We minimize toxins. And we do all this stuff. And guess what? It works. It works because not because we're relying on someone else, it's because we're taking control of our health and putting the ball in our court. We're literally not letting anything outside in affect us. We're floating on down the stream. So if you are in a situation where you're feeling any of these symptoms, or you're just feeling like, I don't know how to take control of my health. I've been taking this medicine for years on end. Like, just get a consultation. That's the easiest way we can talk to you about, okay, well, you're doing great here, but like you're lacking here, and let's get you in the office. Let's talk about it. Let's get a game plan moving forward. So I say all this because it's just is something that needs to be said, and something that is forgotten. We kind of are so into this situation where we want to be unscathed. We want to live life without worries, that we're just falling into this submission. And it's to understand that we don't need to be submissive to be human, right? Like we're made to be ourselves. We're made to be individuals. We're made to be our own God fearing people. We've literally our organisms that are designed to work in a way that we don't even comprehend yet. That's something that we only know 1% about the human body. Like, there is so much unknown facts about what our ability is and our capability that we're limiting ourselves right now in society.
Yeah, I think it's like, if you're listening now and you say like, where do I start? I think a lot of times people don't know like the next steps. They don't know where to begin. And I think like just the realizing where you currently are with your health is really important. Also recognizing and taking ownership and responsibility of how you got there in the past. and just sit there for a second and be like, hey, and it could be positive. So I'm not saying it's all negative, but just like know where you are, know where you've been, and more importantly, know where you want to go. Like, what does that look like for you? And some of you may be struggling with that. Some of you may have some symptoms that, you know, you've been ignoring for a long time, or things that you're medicating or are medicating for, or maybe you've gained weight, you don't know how to lose the weight. Maybe you have headaches, maybe you have hormone problems. I mean, who knows what you're struggling with, right? Whether it's minor or major, we're great at minimizing it, right? So what I'm going to encourage you to do as you're listening to this show is that, you know, we, just so you know, Dr. Tyler, Dr. Brian, and myself, we are problem solvers and solution finders, and we don't label issues. We determine how to correct the issues. So we want to look for the cause. And a lot of times people want to call in and get a new patient appointment in the office. And I think that's awesome. I want you guys to do that too. But more so than that is that people always say, like, I want to talk to you. I want to learn more, Lord, about how I can actually experience health and healing through what you teach in the clinic, which is the five essentials. And so if you're listening right now and you want to get an opportunity to come to the office, what we've done is over the last month, we've opened up a free 15-minute phone consultation with myself and you. When you text in with your name and your email, we'll schedule a specific time in the next week where I get on the phone with you, talk about where your health has been, where you are, and really how I can help you get to the next level. It's absolutely free. The number to text in to get scheduled for this 15-minute phone consult, which is once again free, is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
To the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves and literally transforming how you're viewing and managing your health. That is why we do what we do, is because we know our culture is lost and they're confused and they have no idea what in the world they're doing when they're trying to teach us about health and healing. Guess what? Health and healing comes from within, and then our lifestyle choices we make around us is what contributes to the healing process. It's not a news anchor is going to tell you how to get healthy. It's not Dr. Fauci. It's not the government. It's not your Medicare. It's not Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's not your medical doctor. It's you at the end of the day understanding what is health, which means your body must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. Your body must be healing and functioning 100%. And what happens is this, is that if there is an interference, whether it's within your mindset, within your nutrition, exercise, with your toxicity levels, within your spinal column, if there's interference within your spine, and it is left there over time, there is no way in the world your body has the full potential to heal and function as it was designed to heal and function. Now, we believe you are fearfully wonderfully made. We believe that that amazing miracle that's in a baby, newborn baby, is still in the person until the day they die, right? That miracle is called healing. That miracle is called grace, that you are fearfully wonderfully made to heal. Your body wants to heal. It's designed to heal, and that it's designed to overcome its environment. And so one of the things Dr. Tyler and I were talking about was just like how could people be so confused, we call it out there, outside of our office, right? But they're so certain in our office, right? They're so confused in the culture, but they're so certain in the office. Or maybe you're so certain in your mind, but maybe your family members or maybe someone at work or church or something you hear in the news creates uncertainty, right? Or confusion, right? So we have to determine, you as a listener, for your family, are you going to stand on something certain that's not wavering, right? That's the truth, that will always be the truth. Or are we going to be led, I would say misled, by different media outlets, right? That are saying that we're going to all die, that we are weak, we are febrile, we are pieced together, and you're not fearfully wonderfully made. And oh, why? Here's another mandate. Here's another freaking mandate. Wait, let's pull back the mandate. Nope, we're going to have another mandate. We're going to do this in the schools. Nope, we're not going to do this in the schools. We're going to have forced vaccinations. No, we're not going to force vaccinations. Like, think about how wavering and how uncertain and confused the culture is. What do you really want? Do you want that? I mean, that sounds terrifying to me, right? That's why people are driven by fear in that model. So how do we rip you out of that model, rip you out of the fear-driven model into a model that's designed to be certain that nothing wavers, that you throw everything you can at your body to experience true health and healing for as long as you possibly can. See, it's not just about lifespan. It's about health span. How long do you want to live your life healthy? Not just, hey, I want to make it to 100 years old in a nursing home. No, no, no. How long do you want to live your life healthy? It doesn't happen by chance. It's not luck. It takes work. And it takes acknowledging that in order to be healthy and not just feel healthy, but be healing and functioning 100%, you have to be certain that what you're doing is going to trump anything in the media or the culture that creates fear, uncertainty, and confusion. And so Dr. Tyler and I were talking about just a metaphor and how it really just starts to make sense why people's, let's call them house of cards, which is what's happening right now in our culture. The house of cards is falling, right? Parents are standing up. You know, school board meetings are getting out of control because parents care what their kids are learning, right? People are quitting their jobs. It's called the great resignation. People are quitting their jobs because they said, you know what, whether I like vaccines or not, you can't tell me what to do with my body. Like, good for them. That's what should be happening, right? Businesses are opening up. Organizations are being put together to help create more opportunities for freedom of choice when it comes to our health. And so this metaphor just makes perfect sense. So Dr. Tyler, why don't you share that with them?
Yeah, so the metaphor really encompasses everything Dr. Nick was just saying. It's ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets in them. So don't let what's happening around you get inside you and weigh you down, which makes a lot of sense right now in society in general. We are letting everything around us get in our boats, get in our ships, and weigh us down and kind of slow us down from moving forward, moving on, right? We are encompassing, like, I mean, it just constantly, there's always a toggle of numbers on any news outlet of confirmed cases, whatever. Like, it's just constant. It's constant trying to get in your mind. And everyone, if you haven't heard, everyone is fighting for your time and for your mind, because that's what's happening. It's a battle for what's between your ears, because what's going on is okay, we are recommending this, we're mandating this, we're flip-flop, whatever. They're trying to catch everyone with this verbiage. They're trying to catch you in this metaphorical web of verbiage to kind of see when you're going to bite. So when are we going to actually catch everybody? And they've figured out that they haven't, they're not able to catch everyone. They're able to polarize everyone. But as we stick together, regardless of what side you're on, as we stick together and just knowing that we want freedom, and that with the freedom of choice, or whatever that may be, comes unity. That's what we have to focus on, because like we're together, we're united as humans. We don't want to be manipulated or controlled or tricked into doing something. We want to do it by choice, do it with our own free will, and not just follow a mandate, regardless of if you're gonna get a vaccine, or if you're gonna wear a mask, or if you're not. And you're gonna live your truth, but you don't want your truth to just be controlled by someone else, or someone else to dictate your truth. Because they're just fighting for your mind, your actions, and your money at the end of the day. Because by taking away jobs without mandates, with mandates, that they're taking away people's livelihoods. So they're making them rely on who? Them, the government, right? Like, there's just so much back and forth with like how they can control us. And this goes beyond our current stance. This is just health in general. So everyone's fighting for, I mean, they have the food program, which they just redid, that they had for 60 years, that was completely wrong, telling everyone to eat more grains and eat more cheese and milk and stuff. And they just recently, the government just came out and was just like, oh, we got it wrong. Like, this doesn't make any sense. The food pyramid actually should be a wheel, and the wheel should split up like this. So they're trying to control what you eat and how you eat. But guess what? They were making money off that food pyramid, because they increased the amount of grains you're eating. So guess what? People were buying a lot of grains for their kids. Mm-hmm. People were buying a lot of milk for their kids. Like it just goes on and on. The history is so deep. It's so deep in the deception and the manipulation that they have had on us in the past. So when we go into looking at like the Tuskegee syphilis study, it was more experiment, not study, and then go into the EZ vaccine, measles vaccine that was in the 90s and stuff like that. When you look at that, it just shows like, oh, like they've got it wrong a lot, and people followed them blindly and got burnt. So why can't we question you right now? Why can't we focus on ourselves? What's going to make me a healthy individual, and how am I going to move forward? How am I going to avoid having a surgery or avoid becoming diabetic and relying on insulin for the rest of my life? How am I going to fix something so small, but so impactful? Every day you have headaches. How am I going to fix that? How am I going to address that? They don't care about that. They care about the overall control of where you're going. So, where are you going to rely on for your headaches? Oh yeah, you should do Excedrin. You should do ibuprofen. You should do this. They're not teaching you how to actually correct the fact. They're kind of pushing you in a way just to cycle through your money. And then guess what? You go over and over in that cycle. And guess what? Those drugs do not solve anything. They actually don't fix anything. They just cover it up until it becomes such a big problem, until surgeries are necessary, or you just have to live with it. Like we talked to one patient just the other day, and they're just like, yeah, I don't know what a day is. That I don't know what a day without back pain is. I take these drugs, I increase these drugs, but I still feel my back pain. But then my goal is just for one day, just to forget I have pain. And I can't comprehend that. I've never been in that position. I can't even think about what that's like. I go through many days without thinking about, oh, I have back pain. But we follow these five essentials that Dr. Nick talks about. We have the mindset. We focus on our nervous system and our spine. We exercise. We minimize toxins. And we do all this stuff. And guess what? It works. It works because not because we're relying on someone else, it's because we're taking control of our health and putting the ball in our court. We're literally not letting anything outside in affect us. We're floating on down the stream. So if you are in a situation where you're feeling any of these symptoms, or you're just feeling like, I don't know how to take control of my health. I've been taking this medicine for years on end. Like just get a consultation. That's the easiest way we can talk to you about, okay, well, you're doing great here, but like you're lacking here, and let's get you in the office. Let's talk about it. Let's get a game plan moving forward. So I say all this because it's just is something that needs to be said and something that is forgotten. We kind of are so into this situation where we want to be unscathed, we want to live life without worries, that we're just falling into this submission. And it's to understand that we don't need to be submissive to be human, right? Like we're made to be ourselves, we're made to be individuals, we're made to be our own God fearing people. We've literally our organisms that are designed to work in a way that we don't even comprehend yet. That's something that we only know 1% about the human body. Like there is so much unknown facts about what our ability is and our capability that we're limiting ourselves right now in society.
Yeah, I think it's like, if you're listening now and you say like, where do I start? I think a lot of times people don't know like the next steps. They don't know where to begin. And I think like just the realizing where you currently are with your health is really important. Also recognizing and taking ownership and responsibility of how you got there in the past, and just sit there for a second and be like, hey, and it could be positive. So I'm not saying it's all negative, but just like know where you are, know where you've been, and more importantly, know where you want to go. Like, what does that look like for you? And some of you may be struggling with that. Some of you may have some symptoms that, you know, you've been ignoring for a long time, or things that you're medicating or are medicating for, or maybe you've gained weight, don't know how to lose the weight. Maybe you have headaches. Maybe you have hormone problems. I mean, who knows what you're struggling with, right? Whether it's minor or major, we're great at minimizing it, right? So what I'm going to encourage you to do as you're listening to this show is that, you know, we, just so you know, Dr. Tyler, Dr. Brian, and myself, we are problem solvers and solution finders, and we don't label issues. We determine how to correct the issues. So we want to look for the cause. And a lot of times people want to call in and get a new patient appointment in the office. And I think that's awesome. I want you guys to do that too. But more so than that is that people always say, like, I want to talk to you. I want to learn more, Lord, about how I can actually experience health and healing through what you teach in the clinic, which is the five essentials. And so if you're listening right now and you want to get an opportunity to come to the office, what we've done is over the last month, we've opened up a free 15-minute phone consultation with myself and you. When you text in with your name and your email, we'll schedule a specific time in the next week where I get on the phone with you, talk about where your health has been, where you are, and really how I can help you get to the next level. It's absolutely free. The number to text in to get scheduled for this 15-minute phone consult, which is once again free, is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.